There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry about that. I thought I was biting into a chocolate chip cookie, but it was a raisin cookie. Oh, my gosh. I'm a little upset. And not so much because there's no chocolate, but because I got pieces of raisin in my teeth, which means it's going to remind me all day long until I brush and dental floss my teeth that I ate a raisin cookie instead of a chocolate chip cookie. And no, don't be giving me this stuff that the raisin cookie is healthier, then I should find solace in that, because I don't. I wanted my chocolate chip. I didn't get my chocolate chip, and I got a big piece of raisin stuck in between my incisors and I think a premolar. I don't know. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, our phone can tell us if we're depressed. All right, I hope not, because otherwise I think I'd be giving off beeps all the time. And I like to hide things. I don't like to be open. You know, I like to keep things a secret. I like to be very, very quiet and subdued, as you all can tell. I don't need my phone knowing that stuff. Women who douche are at risk for chemical exposure. For those of you that thought it was safe to douche, it isn't, okay? Almost more dangerous than a shark attack. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how there are glasses that will actually allow cancer to glow. And this is pretty, pretty cool stuff. We're going to talk about that. The closer we get to Star Trek medical stuff, the better. And we're going to talk to you about that. I've been looking at this Cascadia big quake thing that's supposed to hit us. Have you guys been seeing this Cascadia, Cascadia, right? Mega quake is supposed to hit. And there was an article in one of the New York sources, I don't know if it was the New York Times, that was talking about what we need to do. Basically, they're telling us to run because the grounds are going to liquefy underneath us. So we'll talk about that, because we got some geologists weighing in on what this Cascadia is supposed to be. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy show on the Dr. Dahlia Show today. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yesterday, I was at an event at Harley-Davidson on, it was a Red Rock Harley-Davidson in Las Vegas, Nevada. They were hosting an event for Scott Walker. I heard about it about 24, 48 hours prior, and I'm like, I want to meet Scott Walker. I think he's kind of cute. We know about what he did with the unions, and it's like, I'd like to meet him. So I went over there, and I got to meet him. It was great. Good picture. Got to give him a quick hug. Oh, it was awesome. Very, very cute. Really nice looking family. Has a couple nice sons, you know, very clean cut and good shape. Wife is really nice. I mean, it was very, very interesting to see. They're like a Midwest family. They just seem to be down to earth, kind of opposite the whole Donald Trump, I'm rich type of thing. I'm watching the psychology of how this primary is going to pan out. Donald Trump is very, very interesting. He's very attractive to a lot of people because he can say whatever the heck he wants to. And despite a Macy's boycott or any of the other companies trying to boycott him, he's still going to be rich. And so he could go out there and say whatever. Now, some people are concerned that he's going to ruin the Republican Party and make people think that we're anti, Latino, that we're, anti-poor. I don't think that. I think everybody knows that Donald Trump is a personality. He's a TV personality, and he's going to come off as a butt. Okay? And he is going to come out as that. And whether you agree with some of the stuff he says or whether you disagree, he is going to make headlines, and he knows how to make headlines. All he has to do is drop a bomb, and he is going to have the headlines. So he's actually winning. He's actually ahead in the polls. One of the latest polls we saw was it was him, Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, who just barely entered the race, then Marco Rubio. And Paul Rand is in there, and Ben Carson, and Fiorina, and it's interesting because it all depends on who the media is going to highlight. Trump is all over the news, so of course he's out of the polls. A lot of concern that, okay, is he going to stick with it? Is he really running for office, or is he doing this just, you know, to boost ratings for his celebrity apprentice? I don't even know if apprentice is still going to go on. I don't know. And we know this guy already has a lot of money, so I don't really know what exactly he wants to do. I mean, you know, it seems to me that he wants to be in front of the cameras. Does he really want to run for president? I don't know. Does Trump know how to fix the economy? I mean, who would I vote for? Well, I want to vote for somebody who knows what to do when the economy is still flirting with another recession, if not depression. Okay, so what do? You want to incentivize. You want to tell employers, look, for every employee you hire, we're going to give you a tax break. For every employee you give health insurance to, which, by the way, is still a crock, we need to, you know, get health insurance out of the hands of the employers and get it back to the patients. We don't want employers burdened with health insurance costs, and we don't want employees at the mercy of their employers. But if you're going to do a quick fix, tell every employer that we are going to incentivize you for every employee you have on health insurance. For every full-time employee, you get X amount of tax credit. For every person you hire, such that their tax burden is going to go down the more they employ, because the more they employ, the more taxes are going to be paid. You see? Something like that. I want somebody that has some common sense. I want someone that has some common sense when it comes to Iran. Are you kidding me? We have an agreement with Iran, allowing Iran. I know Obama's like, no, they're not going to make a nuclear bomb. Bull crap. Are you kidding me? I want somebody that has some understanding of what the hell is going on in the Middle East. All right? And why it could be very, 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 very dangerous to even tease or tempt or play with the idea of one of these countries having a nuclear bomb. So, I don't know, Scott Walker, Marco Rubio, I don't know. I find a lot of these guys impressive by what they have to say. We'll see. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a Catherine Schultz of The New Yorker chronicled a quote-unquote yet-to-happen earthquake that is supposed to devastate the Northwest. Now, she isn't the first one that postulated this. We have been talking about a big one that is supposed to be hitting the northeast quadrant of the Pacific Ocean, which ends up being our northwest, Pacific Northwest area on our country. Remember, Chile had a huge earthquake, New Zealand did, Japan did, with the resulting tsunami. The next hit is supposed to be that fourth corner, the northeast corner Pacific, which makes our Pacific Northwest. It is called the Cascadia Megathrust Fault Line. Stop the giggles. And it is a 1,000-kilometer long line from California to Canada, which is supposed to clash with a 700-square-mile plate in the Pacific Ocean. When this happens, it is supposed to cause a huge tsunami. They said this is going to be one of the biggest disasters we could have ever imagined to our continent. And they say citizens will maybe only have 20 minutes to walk or run or flee. They say the only way to escape, this is some scary stuff, is going to be on foot as roads are going to liquefy. And geographers are saying start running when you hear dogs barking, because the dogs are going to be freaking out before. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I have a dog that freaks out when a piece of lint flies in front of him. So, I mean, I would not take my dog seriously. If my dog starts to bark, I'm going to think the cat was teasing him. Or like I said, the lint floated up by his nose and it tickled his little baby nose. And then he was like, ruff, 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 ruff. But I guess what you're looking for, what you're listening for, is all dogs in the neighborhood starting to go crazy. All right, so the killer quake is supposed to be along Cascadia. It's the fault line which runs from Cape Mendocino, California, to Vancouver Island. They say it is 72 years overdue. The quote-unquote big one will hit when Juan de Fuca, a 700-mile chunk of the Pacific Ocean, decides to slide under Canada and America. The entire coastal region will then sink at least 6 feet. This is according to geographers, okay? I'm just the messenger, okay? Don't start getting mad that you got to start packing. When, it says not if, but when it arrives, they say it is unlikely that the people of coastal Oregon, Washington, and California will be able to escape. There are a few tips that they do recommend. They say, one, you need to run to higher ground. Do not drive. They say the force of the quake will call. Yeah, I think they're worried about global warming and the gas usage and the carbon monoxide. But they say you need to run and not drive because the quake force is going to cause liquefaction of the solid ground. Did you guys know, have you guys ever seen ground liquefy? I saw it I think I saw it in that volcano movie, Dante's Peak, but that's because there was a volcano going on. In the areas that aren't liquefied, the highways are likely to be crumbled by landslides, with 30,000 avalanches set to hit Seattle alone. So you're going to only have a 20-minute interval to climb. And your alert will be dogs barking. Is that the best we could do? I really, you know, waiting for dogs to bark? They say the first sign of the quake is coming will be set by compressional waves that are only audible by dogs. Then the quake will come 20 minutes later. Oh, then there's going to be the quake. And then the tsunami will come 20 minutes later. What movie with The Rock was there? San Andreas. Yeah, San Andreas, yeah. Geographers estimate that you could survive by walking, but you need to walk at least 3.5 miles an hour. Okay, so you can't sit there and be selfieing and texting, and you need to book. If everyone ups their average speed from 2.5 miles per hour to 3.5 miles per hour, the death toll will drop to 15,970. 70% of this 16,000 person death toll, they say, God forbid, would be Washington, nearly 30% in Oregon, and only 4% in California. That's because everybody's going to hop on their drones. They say do not be a hero, okay? Don't try to be like The Rock. Well, I don't know what The Rock did. All I remember is his shirt was on and I was really upset. All right, so the fault zone lies underwater between 40 and 80 miles offshore the Pacific Northwest coastline. Earthquake scientists, they say, have these little listening posts along the coast from Vancouver Island to Northern California. And they have been using ships to drop off and later retrieve these ocean bottom seismographs that fish are kind of swimming by going, what the hell is this? They record for up to, they do. That's what's being recorded. The fish are swimming by going, what the hell is this stupid thing? All right. They record for up to a year right on top of the fault zone. But they have detected few signs right now, and they expected to see more grinding and slippaging and that kind of stuff. They say it's a puzzle. According to the University of Oregon geophysics professor Doug Toomey, so two teams have been examining the area. I would say maybe, you know, hire a couple more. A joint Japanese-Canadian team dropped instruments offshore of Vancouver Island and said, "Doh," while Toomey's team is in its fourth year of deployments. Where's Whale Wars? You would think, you know, they got, you know, some teams to deploy. Let's get them. They could do some help. Name the Cascadia Initiative. It is rotating among subduction zone segments offshore Washington, Oregon, and Northern California. So don't worry, guys. We're in good hands. We got two teams on the case. That's it. Two teams. So experts are now lobbying city planners to take more affirmative action, such as banning construction in these targeted coastal areas. And they say some parts of Oregon, it's already illegal to build schools in the red zone. However, it is not illegal to have hotels and retirement homes. Okay, you see what they're doing there? I think it has to do with Obamacare. We'll put old age retirement homes there so that after the tsunami, if God forbid, we need money to recoup, we don't have to spend money on that population. All right, I don't know. It's a guess. Ocosta Elementary School, south of Westport, Washington, is building a new gymnasium tall enough for the roof to serve as a tsunami evacuation structure. Now, that is cool. So if any of you guys live near Westport, Washington, I would ask to rezone your kid to this Ocosta Elementary School. Pacific County is seeking to grant to build a large berm. What's a berm? I wonder if they're talking about beam. It says berm next to Long Beach Elementary School for the same purpose. Yeah, you're going to have to do more than that. I mean, this is going to have to be a pretty big structure. High proportions of elderly and disabled citizens unfortunately live in Ocean Shores, Long Beach, Pacific County, Washington, Seaside, Oregon, and vertical evacuation structures may be difficult, but they're going to obviously have to have wheelchair accessible. I would suggest, if you don't mind, a wheelchair accessible elevator, if you can. Some of these elevators are not wheeled, they're really small. And then meanwhile, local groups are constructing post-tsunami plans. How to get food, what should be in a survival kit, how to anchor a home for $5,000. Five people would need at least 900 gallons of water. 1,000-gallon storage tanks can be had, bought for $500. Costco has a one-person, one-year food kit that costs $1,500. They want you to have, like, ham radio, can openers, protective goggles, work gloves, plenty of socks, etc. All right, so are you prepared for a tsunami? Is your home prepped? You know, like for an earthquake, you got to affix everything so they don't fall and break and, you know, land on the kids. You know, do you know how to safely turn off the gas line? Do you know how to turn that off or turn off the utilities? Do you have emergency kits? Do you have a weapon? Do you have your medicines? Do you have, I don't want you to use a weapon on anybody else, but make sure you have something to protect your family, as looters may, you know, get very, very violent. Do you have your medicines and do you have all your important papers laminated in waterproof type material? It's important stuff, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Braden writes, how do you feel about drug testing for welfare recipients? I smoke marijuana for medical purposes. How would that play out? Okay, I agree with the fact that if you are going to be taking on a welfare check or an unemployment check, etc., okay, if you are going to be getting any sort of government state aid, you need to, you know, not be using that money for drugs. Okay? Now, many times these programs are not necessarily just money handed to you, but like, for example, food stamps. You know, you are given a card, you go to the store, and you use that to purchase food. So, as a doctor, if you suffer from drug addiction, I still want you to eat. I still want you to support your kids. So, it is a very, very difficult topic because it's really multifaceted. It's very easy for me to say, absolutely. You know, why are you getting a government check when you're doing drugs? Yeah, and then even marijuana. All right, you smoke marijuana for medicinal purposes. If your marijuana treatment, medical treatment, we're not going to call it a marijuana habit anymore, but if your marijuana medical treatment is making you sleepy and preventing you from going to work, why again am I paying for that? Why are my tax dollars going for that? I'd like to not go to work also and get to sleep and et cetera. So you see where there's a controversy. We want to take care of our sick. We want to take care of our elderly. We want to take care of our disabled. We want to take care of our veterans. We want to take care of people that are unable to integrate into the work system by who were victimized by either their disease or by service they did for our country. And the legalization of marijuana is going to complicate matters. Now, this subject has come up because I guess Scott Walker is suing the federal government over the food stamp drug testing. Apparently, federal laws don't give a lot of room for states to impose new conditions on the SNAP program, the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, which has been known as the food stamp system. In Wisconsin, I guess it's called Food Share. And so I guess with Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Scheimel says the lawsuit seeks to provide clarity that the state of Wisconsin has the authority to require drug testing for food share recipients. Now, right now, federal law does not allow states, from what I understand, to allow you to do drug testing to get food stamps. But it does allow states to drug test and make up their own rules for the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, which serves about 4 million Americans. 46 million Americans, however, receive the SNAP or food stamp benefits. So, do the states who have to pay for the food stamps and have to pay this assistance, do they get a chance to screen out? Now, many people will criticize this as, wait a second, this is your way of trying to save money. You're going to find somebody who has a drug addiction, and you're going to prevent them from getting government assistance based on them having drugs in their system. This is your way of just trying to save money. It's going to be controversial, but here's my problem. All right, I don't know where I stand on the food stamp thing, because I want kids of these parents getting fed. So I don't know if I would go so far as to preventing food stamps from being given. However, what I do like is knowing if these parents are doing drugs to begin with. And if these parents are doing drugs, are they even fit to be taking care of the kids to begin with? So I guess I'm for drug screening, anybody getting government assistance, and then using that information to decide if this is a home that needs intervention to protect the kids. You see where I'm going with that? And I know people are going to hate that. But we got a problem here. Now, I've told you guys many times, this unemployment benefit issue, you know, could be probably streamlined a lot better if the second you lose your job, you go right to a government job. Same pay, same hours, similar location. Maybe there's an added benefit of some daycare there. Right? Why go home and collect and sit on in while getting unemployment? You lost your job. It's devastating. No problem. Monday morning, you got a new job. And then we aren't giving money away. All right? Same job. Same duty. So, you know, if someone's in construction, somebody's in secretarial, paralegal, you know, why can't that happen? All right? It just doesn't make sense. You know, we're watching what's happening with Greece. We are a short step away from that. You can only give so much. You know, one of my patient's relatives is not a citizen, from what I understand, is still working on citizenship, but already got Medicaid. We are already supporting our illegal immigrants. Where is the money coming from, and when does it run out? You know, there's a hike in taxes where I live with gas. Now, I think what I had to, I couldn't fill up the tank. I didn't have enough money to fill up the tank, so I had to stop at X amount of gallons because it was about $3.36 a gallon. Now, I know that's cheaper than in other parts of the country, but $3.36 a gallon. We're paying for this. Now, many people say, well, wait a second, then this is how you handle the illegal immigrant issue, all right? You just up the sales tax. Anybody wanting to purchase something will up the sales tax. But then again, if they're using welfare checks, if they're using benefits, it's really not that, you know, it's we're really still not getting tax money from the illegal immigrants. So I don't know. How do you tax illegal immigrants? How do you get payback, you know, financial restitution for these illegal immigrants being on Medicaid? And yes, they are. They are getting Medicaid. I don't know what the answer is. And, you know, maybe this is an excuse. Okay, fine, we'll just drug test. All right, so some of you Americans that, you know, decided to drop some acid or do some blow at a party and unfortunately lost your job and it's still in your system, you are not going to get funding. How do you feel about that? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. What I do know is we need people to work. The more jobs that are out there, now there's going to be less jobs available. Right, now that everything is going internet, you know, there's going to be less stores. Things are done online, you know, central locations. We thought there were going to be all these jobs with the Obamacare rollout. Oh, there's going to be all these little offices. There's going to be people didn't walk into the office for Obamacare help. All right, you know, and did Obamacare, did they really pay, you know, commercial rates? You know, for the rent? No. Centralized center everything online. That's where things are going for. So I don't even know if we have enough jobs. You know, there's only so many more roads we could build. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, for those of you who require medical marijuana, I think you guys are seeing that the system is truly flawed. We have legalized marijuana quicker than we have developed the infrastructure. So for those of you that are, with a medical marijuana card, you may still have some protection when it comes to government subsidies or state subsidies, etc., because you have something that qualifies you. But I don't know how that's going to work in states where it's just legal. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Buy now now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, something extremely disturbing was this undercover video of a Planned Parenthood official who was talking about fetal organs being sold, I guess, after the abortion. It was a sting operation, I guess, where two anti-abortion activists posed as employees from a biotech firm. And they met with Deborah Nakatola, Planned Parenthood's senior director of medical research. They had cameras, and the activists recorded Ms. Nakatola talking about, or I don't know if she's Dr. Nakatola, I have to check, talking about Planned Parenthood's work donating fetal tissue to researchers, and pressed her on whether the clinics were charging for the organs. Okay? The Center for Medical Progress recorded and edited the video and says the footage proves that Planned Parenthood is breaking the law by selling fetal organs. But the video does not show Nakatola explicitly talking about selling the organs. The Planned Parenthood official says the organization is very, very sensitive about being perceived as illegally profiting from organ sales and charges only for the cost of shipping the tissue. I guess a quote was, you know, I would throw a number out. I would say it's probably anywhere from $30 to $100, depending on the facility and what's involved. So now there's the, you know, controversy of, all right, what is happening to the fetal tissue? And are they selling this? I mean, you know, whether it's shipping fees or not. I mean, look at eBay. You know, you get something basically for $2.99. But then the shipping is $15.99. You're like, wait a second, that just cost me $17 or $18. What's going on here? In a statement, a spokeswoman for Planned Parenthood says the video misrepresents the organization's work. Planned Parenthood clinics, with the patient's permission, may sometimes donate fetal tissue for use in stem cell research. And the spokesperson added that the group's affiliates, which operate independently, do not profit from these donations. They say at several of our health centers, we help patients who want to donate tissue for scientific research, and we do this just like every other high-quality healthcare provider does, with full appropriate consent from patients and under the highest ethical and legal standards. In some instances, actual costs, such as the cost to transport tissue to leading research centers, are reimbursed, which is standard across the medical field. He accused the Center for Medical Progress for mounting a misleading attack similar to those by other groups that have tried to mount undercover stings targeting Planned Parenthood. But anti-abortion groups say that this video shows that Planned Parenthood is essentially selling fetal organs, that Congress and other authorities should investigate, because buying and selling human fetal tissue is illegal in the U.S. Federal regulations also prohibit anyone from altering the timing or method of an abortion for the sole purpose of later using that tissue in research. Donating the tissue for research, however, is legal with a woman's consent. I guess one of the quotes is, we've been very good at getting heart, lung, liver because we know that. So I'm not going to crush that part. I'm going to basically crush below. I'm going to crush above. And I'm going to see if I could get it all intact, was one of her quotes. So, you know, she kind of talks about, you know, the body parts, et cetera. And sometimes I'll do ultrasound guidance, et cetera. So I can't tell, you know, honestly with this. It's frustrating to me if there is a manipulation going on and if there is anything illegal with how the government seems to really, really protect Planned Parenthood. Like when Coleman for the Cure, I guess, was concerned about donating money to Planned Parenthood. I'm not sure what was going on with their budget or if it was a political move, etc. But Congress stepped in and intervened, you know, because Komen for the Cure was going to withhold funding to Planned Parenthood. And I've never seen anything like that where the government will intervene with a charity to kind of force them to donate to another organization. Unless I've been really missing out, but that just blew my mind. And so I don't know if even the government would even investigate this. Okay, you know, everybody in the government seems to really, really love Planned Parenthood. Now, mind you, many of my patients benefit from getting pelvic exams there and pap smears, etc. But the abortion controversy will always be there. And what exactly is happening with the fetuses? It's a very, very gruesome, gruesome process that we have to think about. As we hear, like, for example, how she has to crush the fetus, you know, and be careful not to crush the organs as the abortion is being taken out. You know, no matter where you stand on the pro-choice, pro-life issue, we are talking about a fetus, something alive that has to be put down. All right, and not be alive anymore, either by extraction, either by manipulation, etc. And so it's creepy. It really is. All right, so when one of the activists in the video said, "Okay, so when you are, or when the affiliate is determining what that monetary, so that it doesn't raise question of this is what it's what price range would you?" And that's when she talked about it, probably anywhere from 30 to 100, depending on the facility. Again, I don't know how much that incriminates them, but it just brings back the process, the discussion of, you know, this is what's happening. I mean, this is, you know, and there was an article that came out saying many women that have abortions don't regret them. I believe the percentage was like 90, gosh, it was up in the 90s. Oh, here we go. The study found that 99% of women said that they felt they made the right choice in terminating their pregnancies, even up to 3 years afterwards, according to a study published July 8th in the journal Plus One. So, researchers looked at 667 women who had abortions between 2008 and 2010 at 30 U.S. clinics, and the participants answered questions about their experiences every 6 months. Claims that women suffer from psychological harm from their abortions and that large proportions of women come to regret, they say, are not true, according to study researcher Corrine Rocha, an epidemiologist at the University of California, San Francisco. You know, it's interesting. You know, I've had patients that did regret, and I've had patients that, 20 years later go, you know, did I make the wrong decision? You know, my child could be out there, my child I could have a relationship with. And all I could do is I could tell them, look, you can't beat yourself up over the past. You know, you move on. And, you know, because you can't change the past. We all make decisions. You know, we get into relationships, and then we make decisions with the consequences of it. But, you know, I'd still like to know, what are we doing with our youth in terms of preventing them from needing to get an abortion in the first place? Whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, I think we all agree that we don't want a child, teenager or young lady, feeling like their only option is abortion. And so what can we do to help prevent that from happening? Yeah, we recommend condoms, but people don't use condoms. We see a lot of date rape. Nobody stops to put on a condom. So what do we do to protect our women? Okay, do we make sure they have easy access to birth control? Do we try to train them to, like, not be in a situation where they are alone with, you know, a date that could lead to a date rape? Do we, you know, teach people to wait till they're married? Do we talk about abstinence again? No, we can't talk about abstinence in the classroom. We can't. Why not? Why not? I've seen women devastated. I don't understand this study where 99% say they didn't have an issue with it. I've seen women devastated with it. I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Are Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.